Next case on the docket, Henry Ellis, Antonio Salvino, and Patrick Rafferty. Bring out that delegation, Dan. You're three at charge by Officers Tate, Paget, Curtis, Gray. Lucky they didn't have to call out the militia to get you here. You're charged on three separate counts: drunk and disorderly conduct, resisting arrest, and murderous assault and battery, with intent to kill, wound, maim, and disfigure the body and person of each other. Go on, Henry, tell us just what you know.
Yeah, and that's all I'm going to say, Judge. Just what I know. Last evening, I was mopping out Mr. Mugler's shoe shop, and I hear noise out front, and I come on out. And when I come out, there's just this Irishman got his sleeve rolled up and wanted to fight everybody. And I told him, I said, man, you better go home. You're going to wake up everybody. Nobody can sleep while you're carrying on. He said, can't you sleep? I said, no, sir. He said, get ready. I'll go and put you to sleep. And that's all I know.
What do you know about it, Tony? Please, Judge, last night I was still at the fruit at my stand. Everything is nice, fresh. You needn't be boosting your stock to me. And excuse, please. Judge, when I was selling the fruit last night, the little boy come. And he tell him, he said, Tony, get out of here quick. I say, what's the matter, boy? He say, here come that Irishman, Pat Rafferty, is drunk. I say, Pat Rafferty is not my business. The little boy say, all right, kiss yourself goodbye. Pretty soon come the Irishman, Judge, he's crazy. He come with the fruit stand. I think he's the one to buy the banana. I tell him very nice. I say, excuse, please. The green one is no good. He say, what? The Irishman is get very mad, Judge. He take a nice ripe yellow banana and squeeze very much. None of one's no trouble. I say, please don't squeeze the banana. Squeeze the coconut. The Irishman say, I think I squeeze you. He take him and choke very much. Then he say, say hooray for St. Patrick. Judge, please put the Irishman in the jail and let him come out the morning. What about it, Rafferty?
Well, Your Honor, I was coming home last night, a very sick man. And says I to myself very quietly, Patrick, maybe you could eat a little fruit. Now go over to look at the bananas to see if they're ripe. You know, them dagos will sell you anything. While I'm looking them over, says he in a loud, vulgar voice, don't touch them, squeeze the coconut. I turn to look at him, and as I do, he draws a knife on me. Well, sir, I turned to run for my life. And there's the nigger waiting for me with the mop. My God, I don't know how I got out alive.
I don't believe a word one of you three say. 48 hours apiece, if y'all can behave that long. Judge, please, I've got a business. The Irishman is to make the trouble. You'll get worse than that if you enter into any dispute. You want to say anything, Henry?
No, thank you, Judge. 48 is plenty.
You anything to say, Rafferty?
Only this, Your Honor, if it wouldn't be asking you too much, could you put the Dago in the same cell with me?
I reckon you better lock them up separate, Dan. They'll fight all night if you don't.
Mr. Brown?
What is it, Marsby?
Mr. Sam says if you're going fishing, you better come on. They're going right off with their boat up Peace Valley.
Dan, you better lock up those other niggas. I'll hear the cases tomorrow. I'm going out fishing with Tate Hatfield and Tyler Allen. Coach, adjourned.